obviously another opportunity, another week against a good opponent, 2-2 team that obviously is doing a good job. Guys are working hard over there in New York, just like we are here. So today we're back on the grass, and I think the guys are excited to be back here at home again in front of our fans. Looking forward to going back and playing some good football. On the injury front, Britt, Collins, Shelton, Telfer, and Thomas did not participate today. Bello, Coates, Garrett, Meter, Taylor were limited, and Kendrick and Zeitler were full. So that's the medical report. So for the most part, pretty healthy. I think we'll still get some other guys back towards the end of the week. Looking forward to those guys getting back out there and practicing so they have an opportunity to play this weekend. Yes, he did. So, you know, he did some better things today. We'll see after practice, you know, just where that is, you know, then kind of go from there. That's good. I like to see that tweet. No, he did some good things today. So, again, we'll, again, just keep assessing everything, you know, after practice and see exactly where he is and see if we can get him back out there tomorrow.
Completing 70% of his passes. Yes, what do you see what's gone into him?
He's playing good. You know, he's playing within their system, did a great job of taking care of the football, directing their offense. They're running the ball. He's throwing it good. Again, they're playing to his strengths. You know, Josh is a good quarterback. You guys know how I feel about him. So I'm not surprised by anything he's doing. Very smart player, very heady player. And I think those guys are following him. So he's doing a good job.
Talked about Deshaun and how he didn't think his confidence has wavered at all. Mm-hmm. Can you talk to him about the numbers? Because his numbers are bad.
Yeah, we can't. We don't get involved in numbers. We want to complete more balls. There's no question. But I try not to make it about numbers. I make it about playing, you know, playing within what we're trying to accomplish and what we're doing. And, again, you know, I think we all know quarterbacks are not just measured by numbers. It's by winning, you know. And so we haven't done that part of it yet. And that's the ultimate. We want better numbers because it allows the offense to stay out there more and make more plays. But, again, at the same time, I've been able to see and understand why the numbers, as you mentioned, has been the way they are.
You guys, I'm sure you keep track of what you consider drop passes on
yes.
your team. So if you add those in, are his completion numbers acceptable or still needed?
Still not where it needs to be, not for where I want our quarterback to be. And I do get that he's a young player. But, again, I think we all know that it's a unit issue all the way around. Everybody's got to do their part. You know, sometimes throwaways are the best medicine for a quarterback. I'm teaching him how to say uncle. He did it last week. He's got to continue to do that if things aren't there. So it's not about just completion percentage. It's about running our offense and managing our offense and taking care of the football.
We've asked you about Jabril and him playing deep and all those type of things. And, you know, we're still waiting for that big play to come. Mm-hmm. I know you guys are as well. But do you think that that's having any effect on him and where he's at through 4 weeks?
No. I mean, what do you guys want when you say that? I mean, he's made some plays, some tackles. He's missed some. I mean, that's pro football. You know, we have a system that we play in, and he's playing, doing what we're asking him to do. I mean, I know you guys are evaluating how deep he is. We're not evaluating how deep he is. We think he's doing some good things. There's some things he needs to do better as a young player, yes. But we think in his first year, he's done some things extremely well and some things he's got to continue to improve on.
This new receiver you have, mm-hmm. apparently you have a little bit of a history with him. Mm-hmm. He said you recruited his father.
Mm-hmm.
You saw him at Jared Goff's pro day.
Mm-hmm.
He said you called him,
mm-hmm.
talked him here.
Mm-hmm.
You seem to have taken more of an active role in acquiring receivers. You brought back the practice squatter, who you guys always liked.
Mm-hmm.
Last 2 years, did you have to take this into your own hands?
No, I mean we work as an organization together. You know, we always bouncing things off for each other, and I'm glad that those guys are back. You know, I'm glad that Treggs is here. I think he can help us. I'm glad that you know our other guy that's been here is back. Raynell's back, so that's good. That's good for our football team. So we have more guys to throw at, more guys to have opportunities to make some plays.
Anything about what you like about this Treggs?
He has tap-in speed, he has suddenness, he has quickness, he can catch. You know, I've always known that about him. I really like him.
Do you remember anything about recruiting his dad?
Oh, a ton. Anyway, that's another story for another time.
Hey, you mentioned a lot about the run game, but specifically Isaiah. Mm-hmm. Do you think he's running like he needed to?
He will. He will. Again, anything that's going on with Isaiah I take responsibility for, as I told you guys before. You know, until we can get this guy in a rhythm of running, it's unfair for anybody to question, you know, what he's doing. I mean, we have not been in a situation where we can hand this guy the ball the way I think you got to hand a backup ball. So, again, all those questions can be directed at me, and until we're able to do that, can I tell you exactly what it is? I believe in Isaiah Crowell. No question. I got to get this guy the ball, hand it to him, okay? And we know Duke's skill set at times helps us in different areas, and I think that's what happens sometimes. But he can run the football.
If your guys were doing a little better as a team right now, would more people be looking at Duke with the kind of the season, the way he started and some of the plays that he's made for you guys?
They should. I think Duke is one of the best players on our team. He's made some tremendous plays. He's been one of the better playmakers on our offensive football team thus far. So he's done some good things, and we got to continue to find ways for him to do more because I think he's very talented.
The safety position is such a key for the quarterback to read pre-snap. Mm-hmm. Very unusual for a team to start two rookies and really not get burned.
They're good.
Yeah, why are teams?
They're good. They're good players. I mean, Adams and May, they're doing good for their football team. They have a lot of energy, good speed. Tenacity. I think they like playing football. Adams is always around the football. He's a ball hawk. You know, he wants to tackle everybody. So he's done a good job for him, and I think they're coaching him good. Their staff's done a good job of putting those guys in position to make plays, and they've made a lot of plays for that football team.
I see that DeMario's up there amongst the leaders in tackles. What are you seeing from DeMario?
Not surprised by anything DeMario's doing. You know, DeMario's a really good player, real smart, studies the game, very bright. Again, another guy that you know, again, elevates their football team, in my opinion, based on his knowledge of the game and the way he plays. So that's going to be a tough deal for us this week. You know, we got to block this guy, and he's a load when he blitzes. So, and he comes quite a bit.
No, I wasn't out there today, but is there a good chance he could get him back?
There's a chance. Yes, sir. Yeah, we'll see. I think the plan is to hopefully get him back for this week.
Another one of those guys.
Again, we'll see. You know, again, he's another one of the guys. We'll see how that unfolds this week, where that goes.
With the new receiver, you mentioned earlier in the week that if you had somebody to replace Kenny with, that, you know, that maybe you would think about giving him a little bit of a breather. Does this guy fit that category?
Again, I don't want to go into that, Mary Kay, but this guy is here because I think he can help our football team. I think he can play. I think he has some characteristics that I think we need. So we'll just leave it at that and see where it goes.